This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. It is a Friday morning. We're happy you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Got so much to get to. Here's wishing you a Coldplay-free day. How about that? Particularly if your name is Andy Byron. I just can't get over the video that's storming the internet from that Coldplay concert yesterday. And the excuses on top of all of it. The guy's now mad at Coldplay for daring to take pictures of the audience in what he said should have been a private moment. You're in a
My
stadium
affair should have been private.
You're in a stadium with 50,000 people, right, or however many people they had there. I don't know if 50,000 people show up to see Coldplay, but there were a lot. Thousands.
So, what a terrible statement. It was actually good. The first part of it was fine. It was the last paragraph. Whoever wrote that up for him, because I'm sure it wasn't him, needs to be fired.
Yep. I would agree. They need a little bit of crisis communication over there at that company to be sure. Wow. All right. Mark Cox here along with Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright. Sue Thomas has got your traffic as always coming up. We've got Jimmy Carafano, J.J. Carafano. We'll get his take on some of the stuff coming out of the Ukraine-Russia situation right now with the sale of those weapons to NATO. I'm anxious to get Jim's take on that because he is a foreign policy expert and not a Coldplay expert, so I can't ask him about that. We're also going to get to our friend Congressman Eric Burleson, we're hoping, at the bottom of the hour. We haven't heard that we're not, but he had a late vote last night and some plane reservations got changed around at the last minute. So we are planning on talking to him at 7:35. Lots going on, right? The House passed a bill banning central bank digital currency yesterday. Now, that it's not law yet. It's still got to go to the Senate, but that's a step in the right direction for privacy, in my opinion. And we'll bring that up with Congressman Burleson as well. He also made some comments on this Epstein controversy, and I'm anxious to see where he thinks that is going to go. So we'll get to that for you coming up here very shortly. Kim on a whim before the hour is over. But right now, I want us to get to our top stories, please. Ethan.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I got diagnosed with PTSD within 48 hours. I got put on trauma leave. Not because I think of the shooting, but because you saw it in the eyes, the reaction of the people. They were coming for us.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. As somebody who was a reporter for many years, you can't be a softie and a reporter. That was a guy named Scott McFarlane, who's a network news reporter for CBS News. He wants you to believe he's got PTSD because he was in Butler, Pennsylvania when Donald Trump got shot.
We lost the last election because we did not remain loyal to the leader of the party, meaning his father. That's my position. We had the advantage of incumbency. We had the advantage of an incredibly successful administration. And the Democratic Party literally melted down. So he blames those who suggested that Biden shouldn't be at the top of the ticket, and that's why Democrats lost.
Yeah, yeah. How about that? Jake Tapper there quoting Hunter Biden about why the Democrats lost, because they didn't have enough faith in his demented father.
The president underwent a comprehensive examination, including diagnostic vascular studies. Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition.
Kudos to Caroline Levitt. I mean, that was quite the pronunciation she had to make there of all those medical terms. But they spelled it all out and said there's nothing to see here in terms of President Trump's health. And a lot of people are completely in agreement.
But this is a completely benign condition. And it just shows you the difference between two White Houses, because the last White House didn't tell us a thing. They were obfuscating everything. We got every detail we needed here.
Yeah, how about that? Dr. Mark Siegel being interviewed last, maybe this morning, I believe, is actually this morning on Fox and Friends. And I wanted to bring that to you because he's a medical doctor. And I think he was on Hannity last night as well talking about this. You know, so often, Kim, I've noticed that when a report comes out about the president, they'll go to their medical professional or whatever doctor they have on as a guest and I'll say, what do you think about this? Well, I wish I could see the file, because it's hard for me to comment because I don't have enough information to tell you what's specifically going on. That was the opposite of what happened with Donald Trump yesterday. They actually gave the medical professionals who were listening more information than they probably expected about all of the range of tests that they did on Donald Trump, because you knew the left was going to jump on this and try to claim that there's something wrong with him because they saw bruising on his hands.
I'd never noticed that, but of course now they're showing these up close pictures of his hands, and there is a patch that you can tell there's a difference in the skin in that area.
I would have always assumed it was just from the fact that he's been smacking Democrats around for 6 months now.
I may have added to
I'm
it.
I'm just saying. That's probably why his hands are bruised, if I had to guess. But here's what Dr. Mark Siegel said about what he heard from Caroline Levitt yesterday on the president's condition.
It's very, very benign. And what I was struck by was the rapidity of the answers, the full disclosure that Carolyn Levitt, this press secretary, had all the answers to any questions a physician might have. Kidneys fine, liver fine, all those were tested. The heart, they did an echocardiogram. That can lead to leg swelling, completely fine. They checked for blood clots in the leg, what's called a deep venous thrombosis. No evidence of that. They even did a blood test for that in addition to a sound wave test, all negative. What is this due to? Standing on your feet too long, especially over the age of 70. You have the veins, the valves in the veins can become a little bit less competent than they usually are, those valves that bring blood flow up to the heart. You should actually elevate your legs. He's never going to do that, Ainsley. He's on his feet. As Sean Hannity said to me last night, he's on his feet all the time.
Yeah.
He's never going to elevate his legs. He won't wear the compression stockings, I'm sure. But
stockings.
Well, no, the compression
no.
socks.
No,
right?
No, I know. They're saying compression therapy can help. But, like, think about how many hands he shakes on a daily basis. And I could see Trump having a very firm handshake.
Yes.
It seems like a simple fix. Like, it just talks about the treatment for it is you improve blood flow in the legs and you alleviate the symptoms like swelling, pain, and skin changes. You heard him say there, leg elevation, compression therapy, exercise, weight management,
things like that. He's never going to stop moving. I have a hard time envisioning Donald Trump sitting anywhere with his legs propped up. Now, maybe he does that in the private residence of the White House when nobody's around, but that would be about it, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, the 2 hours he sleeps night, that's probably about the only time his legs could be elevated.
He never sleeps at all. So did you see any of these protests about Trump in downtown?
Yeah, I didn't yesterday. See any. They were all over the place. St. Charles County, St. Louis County, St. Louis City, Metro East. I didn't see maybe I just didn't go out much. Well, did I go out yesterday? I didn't see anybody.
If a protest happens and the media doesn't cover it, did it really happen? I mean, these are the same tired complaints, the same never Trumpers. All these people never voted for Donald Trump to begin with. and they have nothing else to do with their time. He's won so much. All they can do is go pull temper tantrums in the middle of the street. I saw this story yesterday of people, it was in the Post. And then I went to Channel 2 and I went to Channel 4 and I didn't see any video of it.
I did see some.
You did see some
overnight,
video?
Overnight, it looks like they put video maybe.
Oh, they finally posted it? Nationwide protests by the critics of President Donald Trump and his administration. So I wish I had known this was going on because I might have taken the time to drive over there. I'd like to know.
Mark.
Well, I would because I want to engage with some of these morons and find out what exactly is it that Donald Trump has done to harm you specifically. Are you a freeloader who shouldn't be on Medicaid because you're physically able to work? Now, you might be affected by it if you're one of those folks. Were you somebody who was wrongly getting a kickback from USAID money being wasted? But then you might be one of those folks. I could see some of them being upset. But what about the people in St. Louis? What exactly are you mad about? Because you've been lied to is why you're mad. You've been lied to about these Medicaid cuts and all of this other garbage, and therefore you think you've got to take to the street to express your frustration over it, except you don't really understand what's going on because you've been misinformed about it all along. People overwhelmingly support eliminating government waste and fraud. And they're mad about the fact that he's getting rid of illegal immigration. Guess what? He wins on that contest. 69% of people, as the average in these polls, support what the president's doing in immigration. So go do your protests. Hope it rains on you again. And good luck to you. Exercise your First Amendment rights till you're blue in the face. But quit listening to outlets like NPR and PBS who are lying to you about what's going on. And maybe you can reduce the stress in your life just a little bit. Hey, coming up, we're going to get to Jim Carafano, a foreign affairs national security expert with the Heritage Foundation. Love having Jimbo on. We'll get to him right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Yeah, in the break, I've got people direct messaging me and texting me offering to go with me the next time one of these protests happens. So I didn't even know about it yesterday. That's how off the radar it was. It wasn't like the No Kings protest where all these people showed up and you knew they were going to be there. This was like unannounced and people just turned out because they're mad at Trump, mad at Orange Man Bad. They don't know why. They're just mad because he's winning so much. Let's get to J.J. Carafano, please.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
Jim, happy Friday morning. How are you?
Yeah, hey, you're not interested in a timeshare in Damascus, are you?
I think I'll dodge that for now. Does it come with a bomb shelter?
Well, one came on the market really cheap, I'm just saying.
I'll bet. I mean, I saw the Israeli reaction to what's going on there. I mean, that there's sort of a vacuum right now in Syria, right?
Well, this is an interesting place for the United States, and actually a good one from our perspective. Because I mean, what the U.S. has been doing under Rubio is really kind of awesome. Look, we don't really have a dog in the fight in Syria. I mean, the number one thing there is really there's ISIS running around. There's some other bad guys. We actually have really super competent people running our global counterterrorism program, and they're constantly on the watch for the key bad guys and taking them out when they can. We can do that without having a big footprint in Syria. So our interests are kind of covered. The Russians have been pushed out, which we're kind of fine with. And so it's really about the neighborhood. It's primarily the Israelis, the Turks, and the Iraqis who have to be concerned about what happens there. And so I think Rubio's been playing a really constructive role in trying to just, you know, help the kids kind of figure this out, because the country is a basket case. And, you know, I don't know how it's going to come out. And we should not jump in there with 2 feet, because that's not our place.
No.
But if we can help all of our friends, because in the end of the day, the Israelis, the Iraqis, and the Turks, we want the best for all of them. If we can help them all work that out, save people's lives, protect some communities, that's a good. So I think right now, you know, it's good. But like I said, I don't think the condo is going to last long. So, you know, let me know.
Yeah, but not.
A lot of people interested in that property
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, pick it up while it's dirt cheap. Jim,
you know, it's a hot property, but mostly because it's on fire.
Literally hot.
Location, location, location. Jim Carafano with us from the Heritage Foundation. Jim, you know, speaking of Syria, tell me, did this all I don't believe in coincidence, but the situation with Iran, with Israel making this decision, would have been they were in a very different situation, let's say 3 years ago under Joe Biden, right? You were still facing problems with the Houthis. Syria was still a hotbed of activity with people being funded by Iran, and Israel would have faced a lot of fighting from a lot of different sides when they bombed Iran. But today that didn't happen. Did the Trump administration actively work to silence those other areas prior to this happening, or how did that happen?
Here's what I can tell you. 6 months ago, when Donald Trump entered the White House, the Iranians were a feared and disruptive and malicious force in the region because they had surrogates that could attack people. They had oil money, so they were flush with cash. They had a ballistic missile arsenal that everybody was worried about. They had this nuclear program. They had the backing of the Chinese and the Russians, and they had all these global terrorist connections. 6 months later, you know, the Russians and Chinese have pretty much abandoned them. Their oil revenue is evaporated. The surrogates have been crushed. Their ballistic missile fleet is in a shambles, and their nuclear program is, you know, functionally non-existent. And it's just coincidence that Donald Trump's in the White House?
No.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
But they did systematically seem to take some of those things out first. I'm not saying that they knew that Israel was going to bomb Iran, but you had the whole Gaza situation going on at the same time. But I don't think the Iran thing would have happened if those other things hadn't happened first, right?
Well, look, so there's two things. If there were two cartoonishly, ridiculously stupid criticisms of Donald Trump, one is he's an isolationist. Clearly not true. The other is he doesn't value friends and allies. Clearly not true. Because by not being an isolationist and stepping in with American power at the point in time when it was most effective for the least risk to the United States and working closely with friends and allies who, just being honest, did all the dirty work, he accomplished amazing things.
Yeah.
So I don't know who those people are out protesting, you know, Donald Trump, but they're clearly people who don't care about America, because the only thing we should all agree on is Donald Trump has been really good for America and its interests, both at home and around the world.
What do you think about this 50-day deadline that Trump has given Putin? Hey, you have to make a peace deal with Ukraine by then, or we're going to impose these big tariffs?
I don't think, well, look, it's very Trumpian, first of all, to put deadlines. Tomorrow it might be a 20-day deadline, you know.
It's true.
Or an hour and a half, we don't know. But it's very Trumpian to do this, but I don't think there is pressure that can be brought on the Russians that can make them quit the war if they don't want to. Even huge sanctions. So Trump is giving Putin every reason to quit. But in the end of the day, he is really serious about stopping innocent people dying and meeting our responsibilities as a member of the transatlantic community. So we're either going to be in a world, you know, and so it's really kind of in Putin's bag to quit or worry not. But and then some of the sanction stuff. We're not going to do 500% sanctions on India. Now, what we might do is go to the Indians and say, we're going to figure out in 90 days how to get you completely off Russian oil so you're not buying anything for them. We might do that, but we're not just going to blanket them with 500% sanctions. We're getting ready to cut a trade deal with them. We can't play two boats at the same time.
Right, right. Yeah, and again, the lack of coincidence there, Donald Trump talks peace for a couple of months. In the meantime, NATO steps up and does what they should have been doing all along, right, or some of those European nations. So,
and they're the same thing.
Yeah.
I want peace. This is what peace through strength means.
Yep.
I want peace, and I'm going to be strong. And if you don't want to cooperate with that, you're going to live with the company. You know, people say to me, it's like, well, what happens if he doesn't do a deal in 50 days? I mean, Donald Trump already put the best deal on the table for Vladimir Putin. He is done.
Yep, that's true.
Putin is not going to go back and say, give me a better deal. Trump's not going to give him a better deal. If anything, Trump's going to give him a worse deal. This is the difference between the Russians and the Americans. I'm sorry to run on, but the Russians, if you offer the Russians a deal, they go, oh, they want a deal. What more can I get? And they ask for more.
Donald Trump
walks in and goes, here's best deal. Take it. Or the deals only get worse.
Yep, it's a good point. Jim, I got to run. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, don't overexercise, though.
Yeah, don't
drink lots of
water. Don't worry. Everyone all right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Capital Beat.
All right, we've got Congressman Eric Burleson on the phone at the airport, even as we speak, trying to get out of the swamp. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Mark.
You had a late night, huh? You got that rescission deal passed?
Yeah, that was, you know, I was remiss that the Democrat or that the moderate Republicans stripped out a little bit of it. But
yes.
But honestly, I was, you know, because I have such low expectations, I thought they would probably strip out more. So I'm really glad that we finally were able to pass a pretty significant. It's not going to change, you know, the whole financial situation. But look, it's a start. And we did the bold thing of cutting funds to PBS and NPR, which is fantastic.
Yeah, Eric Schmidt referred to it as the American Pravda. And I think he's absolutely right. We've seen plenty of evidence of that. Now, I talked about this earlier. There's a separate bill. I know they were trying to ban central bank digital currency in this. I think that's what got left out. But they passed it as part of a separate bill, correct?
Yeah. And so that there's a lot of negotiations that were happening throughout the day to figure out a way to leverage to make sure that that bill is not going to fall by the wayside. And
right.
The Senate is going to have to take up the ban on the central bank digital currency. Freedom Caucus members were really kind of key to that fight and were successful. And so they've got a commitment to put that language. They're going to hold one of the bills. It's like a special mechanism where the speaker can hold a bill until the Senate takes action. So they're using that mechanism. But they're also, if that doesn't work, they're going to throw the language into the continuing resolution that would come up this year.
Okay.
And or throw it into the NDAA, which is the National Defense Authorization Act. Both of those are must-pass bills.
And that's just, I mean, I know the Biden administration kind of, they were kind of behind that whole CBD, the central bank digital currency issue, but that's a real red line for us, isn't it? I mean, that's a serious privacy concern.
Yeah. No, yeah, if you care about your rights and your freedoms and liberty, and you don't want your government controlling where you spend money, and if you have the authority to spend money, then you will care about this topic. And so this is what China has basically a central bank digital currency, and they have their whole system where they basically decide who can spend what money and
right.
where you can spend it. And we don't want that. This is America. We're the land of the free and the home of the brave.
What do you think about this whole Epstein fiasco? Because you have Trump coming out yesterday saying, hey, go ahead, whatever you can release, go ahead and release it.
Yeah, I think that so I've come out pretty boldly and publicly that I want the files released. I co-sponsored Thomas Massie's discharge petition that requires the files to be released. We'll see if that comes to the floor. They're trying to do half measures right now. They're trying to, the speaker was trying to put together a resolution that was non-binding. And I think that what Trump is doing with Pam Bondi is a good start. I don't think it's the whole, you know, kit and caboodle here. It's, you know, the depositions are not everything. And so, but it is a start, and it's at least acknowledging that the American people really do care about this topic, and it's not something that we want to let fall by the wayside.
Well, just to follow up on that, you know, this has been around for a long time. If the Democrats were so hot to trot on releasing it, they could have released it a long time ago. It strikes me that maybe Donald Trump's pulled a little chess move here, whereby declining to release it might get Congress to demand that he release it, and then it's on them, right?
Is that possible? I mean, it's possible. I don't know that that's the case. But
okay.
At the end of the day, I think there's probably people. I think that it's probably that this, where the release of the information is going to be a mark on our intelligence communities, that probably our allies. I think that's kind of the not so well kept secret in Washington, D.C., is that it's a real embarrassment to the intel community and to one of our closest allied nations.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
So that's, I think the president is, that's what I've heard is the motivation is that they, which is why Biden, basically every president gets in that position and they don't want to go through that kind of scandal. Not because of what he was personally involved in, but the damage and to the respect of this nation for you know, our intelligence community and our law enforcement is, I think, what they're trying to avoid.
We have to talk about the auto pen, because we know Congress has been trying to get some of these former Biden staffers to talk. And you had Jill Biden's chief of staff who pled the fifth. No surprise. Biden's doctor pled the fifth. Do you have confidence we'll really get any answers from any of these staffers or family members?
You know, there's one staffer that and I forgot which one, but I was talking to Chairman Comer and he said that there's one staffer that has requested that they be subpoenaed before they come in.
Because, nice.
And so that means that they are, there's a likelihood that they'd be willing to talk, but they want to be forced and compelled to have to talk. So that gives me at least some hope, but at the end of the day, we will continue that investigation. The fact that they are pleading the fifth means they're guilty as hell. I mean, they know that, there's a reason why you plead the fifth. You don't. And so I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Congressman Eric Burleson, our guest. How you doing time-wise? Have they called you to board the plane yet?
I'm approaching the gate now.
Okay. So we got a little longer with you. So what's next? Is there talk of yet another rescission bill this year?
There is. I wouldn't bank money on that. I don't think it's going to happen, but there is talk of doing one. The problem is you're going to have a driving factor, something that will force people to come to the table, do all the gymnastics that we had to do just to get. And you saw how hard it was to get that one big beautiful bill.
Mm-hmm.
But there's got to be a driving force, and until that driving issue emerges, I don't think that we'll have another rescission.
This was the first time in like, what, 30 years almost that a rescission bill like this was passed?
For Republicans, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, the Democrats, that's how they jammed in Obamacare. That's how they jammed in the Green New Deal. But for Republicans, it's the first time in a long time. I mean, well, 2017, they passed a pretty skinny, like very stripped down, which was the Trump tax cuts originally that were set to expire.
Right.
This is a much more comprehensive, massive sea change in policy and the way in which we spend money.
Congressman Eric Burleson, listen, I appreciate your willingness to talk to us there in the crowded airport while you're waiting to get on the plane. Have a safe trip.
Hey, as long as I'm coming back to Missouri, I'm willing to do it.
Great having you on this morning, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon. Congressman Eric Burleson there from the 7th Congressional District.
Can I just say I'm impressed? I think he said he's approaching the gate, meaning
he was in line.
I was thinking he was probably walking with his luggage to the gate, which would be impressive because I feel like I'd be like, and the decisions, but I would not be able to, you know,
focus,
I'd feel like I'd sound like a buffoon. So yeah. Props to him if that's what he was doing, was walking to his gate, if I understood that correctly.
That's pretty cool. So here's a little bit of breaking news. I just got a text from former 7th District Congressman Billy Long, who has been approved as the IRS commissioner, right? Today, Friday, July 18th, at approximately 12:30 today, he is going to get sworn in the Oval Office as Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service.
So, very cool.
So don't be silly. Vote for Billy is about to be sworn in as the IRS Commissioner at officially 12:30 Central Time today.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And we've been requesting to get him on the show, and he wants to come on the show, but they're running such a tight ship these days that they have to get, even when he's a commissioner of the IRS, he's going to have to get permission from the media people to do interviews, right? And he said, I want the ability to, particularly for my Missouri contacts, I want to be able to join you and talk to you about things, but I've just got to go through the machine first,
right?
In other words.
And it seemed like his press, whoever the press guy was, I forget who I reached out to, but he seemed more than willing to let us chat with him. But like you said, it just seems like it's very strict on, okay, well, this is the process we go through now. But I'm assuming this is Susie Wiles, who runs a very tight ship with the Trump administration. And that's kind of what you need to do, because things were not as great for his first term. And I think too much was getting leaked. And she has made sure that things have been running. I mean, things have still happened, but things are running a little bit smoother, I think, this second term.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm just texting him back. Congratulations. Send pictures. It's closed to the press. I'm looking at the rundown from the White House. It is closed to the press at 12:30. My guess is photos will emerge of him being sworn in, or maybe some video later, but it's not like they're going to go live when that happens.
Why would it be closed to the press?
I don't know. It just says closed press. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure why. Usually those are the situation where they'll let you in for 5 minutes and then they run you out of the room or something like that, but it does say closed press. So maybe the press pool will not be in there. We'll see. We'll get Billy on soon, find out what kind of reforms he is planning to the Internal Revenue Service. Maybe they can unload some of those tens of thousands of new firearms they bought when they were arming all those new IRS agents. Why do IRS agents need firearms?
Of course they do.
I'm sure there are some investigators who do, but the people auditing me don't need a firearm. You know what I'm saying?
Everyone
not that I'm being audited.
Everyone gets their own bazooka.
Their own
AR-50. Yeah. I mean, that's so stupid.
That's right. All right. What's coming up on Kim on a Whim?
We joke so much about how ridiculous the temp tag thing is. We see people driving around with expired plates all the time, not just like a few months, like 10 years. Well, I don't know if you guys missed this, but Governor Kehoe actually signed a bill that will drastically change how you handle your temp tag on your car and the taxes you pay on it. So I want to explain that when we come back.
All right.
Kim on a Whim.
Oh, how often have we been driving next to a car that has a tag that's like expired back in like the 90s?
It's a game.
It's ridiculous.
I know about the 90s, but I've certainly seen some from the, you know, 10 or 12 years ago.
Easily.
It's stupid because nobody pulls them over. People don't have time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that, as Sweet Brown would say. Well, they're trying to eliminate that issue of these temp tags not being paid, and I guess thinking that somehow people are going to want to actually get ones that are up to date, you know, the more permanent ones. I don't agree with this bill, actually, that Mike Kehoe just signed. So basically...
You don't?
No, I really don't. Now you can do a 90-day option for your temp tag. Now they're shortening it to 30 days. There are some dealerships, I guess, that can give you a 60-day option, but 90 days is no longer going to be a thing. So within a month...
Well, why do you need longer than 30 days?
Within a month, you have to go get your actual license plate.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It, I don't understand why the people who aren't actually going and getting their plates and just leave the temp tags on forever, they're not the ones who care about this. So it's only impacting those of us who were actually going to do it in the first place. And now we only have 30 days versus 90. I'm not saying I need more than 30. It's just the idea of It's the people who are never going to do it anyway. They don't care about this. They also are making it where drivers have to pay their sales tax at the dealership prior to being issued a temp plate.
This is why they'll do it now, though, Kim, because...
Oh, because of this, this new law.
Were not getting their plates to avoid paying the taxes. And now they're going to have to pay the taxes, whether they buy their car at the, you know, no zero credit lot on Hampton, or they buy it at a big dealership. They will pay the taxes at the time of transaction.
Okay, so the state gets would be the only part.
Yeah, the state gets its money, which is they should have done this. They've done this in Ohio since I lived there 30 years ago. That's the way it was always done, is that the dealer dealt with the license tags and title were all included in the cost of the car. It's always been done that way. It's just that the Automobile Dealers Association in Missouri fought it for all these years because it puts a whole new level of paperwork and administrative stuff on these dealerships. And many of them aren't crazy about that, but it does fix the problem of people. I hate to think how many hundreds of millions of dollars the state of Missouri's lost over the years because they didn't force people to pay their taxes at the time of the purchase. And they just depended on, they trusted people that when they finally went to get their license plate, they would finally pay their taxes.
So why not?
And many of them just chose not to.
So why not just make it where they have to pay the tax at the dealership before they even get the temp tag and still have the 90 days? Because if the issue is making people actually pay the tax, which I get because that's a huge problem, then wouldn't that fix the issue? I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I just don't know what the... I got to tell you, some of these DMV offices now will let you schedule appointments. That's a way to go. Don't ever just walk in blind, and because you may sit there for 2 hours, you schedule your appointment. This has been an eye opening experience for me. I just have to tell you, and I found a secret little DMV where there's never anybody, and that's the only one I use now.
Tell
I'll
us
never
where it
go
is
anywhere.
So
I'm not
make
telling
sure we
you.
Go.
I'm never going anywhere else. I don't want to ruin it. It's like having your favorite fishing hole. You don't want to tell somebody where it is because then they're going to ruin it. But anyway, the point is, I'll tell you where it is because it's not all that far from your house, and you don't have to wait in long lines, and you can schedule your appointment, and you can get it done in 30 days.
When I had my real ID, I waited like 15 minutes. It was amazing.
Did you have an appointment?
No, and. I was waiting in the waiting room, and there were all these people who clearly had been there before me, and I heard my name be called. I'm like, that can't be me. It has to be another Kim. So I didn't go up there, and she kept calling it. No one's walking up. So I walked up, but I felt like the death stare from people of like, you were here after I was. I'm like, look, don't look at me. Okay. They called my name. I'm walking up there.
If you have an appointment.
It is not my problem.
Right. They might all been there for some different service.
Right.
I have to tell you, we have temporary tags on a car. We just bought a car. And we bought it through, first time in my life, Carvana. And so far, it's been a great experience. I just have to tell you that. They put temporary tags on there that I don't think are due till September sometime. But I've already paid the taxes on the car. It's not like this was done about a week ago, so it would have been just before the governor signed this bill. So they were able to do the longer time period.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it just doesn't go into effect until August 28th.
Yeah. So,
if you buy a car now, you wouldn't have to do this. Now, they are also increasing the administrative fees from 1% to 3.5%. So they're trying to get a little bit extra money to fix our roads up.
So there was a tax increase in this bill?
Oh, Mark, you don't like it as much now, huh?
No, you buried the lead.
All right.
Come on, Kim. I don't care about the little piece of paper. I care about them charging me more administrative fees to do it. Wow. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to our, we'll give away some more tickets to Little Big Town in the next hour. We're going to do our Queen of Hearts drawing for Guns and Hoses. That's going to be fantastic. We'll get to all that for you. And we're going to talk to the folks at the Illinois Policy Institute about J.B. Pritzker running for president. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.